Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
In hand from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I'm good. What have you got for us this morning?
Yeah, look, I thought for today's On The Pace, we'll just look at the feature races coming across over the next couple of days because there's plenty going on here in New South Wales. Just today alone, we've got three meetings in New South Wales and each of those meetings has feature races. At Dubbo tonight, it's actually their TAB Carnival of Cups meetings and they've got a stellar card. They've got, obviously, their main feature race is their Group 3 Red Oak Mares Classic, which has attracted a really strong lineup for that race. The favourite at the moment is with the Bernie Hewitt trained and driven Royal Story. She's the $2.20 TAB Fixed Odds favourite after opening at $3.80. So she's drawn on the outside the second row, but there are a couple of scratchings in her inside, so drawn to her inside, so she'll be following out the three bid for red. But yeah, really strong field. A couple, about three mares from Sydney have made their way to the feature in Dubbo tonight, including Island Banner for Craig Cross, who will be driven by Nathan Turnbull. She bounced back into the winner's circle again at Penrith last week with Todd McCarthy in the bike. It was a pretty strong effort. So she's currently good odds, I think, at $4.80. And then you've also got the likes of Gracie Tal Juice, who's drawn well in one, and Major Chili for Peter Rickson, who trains out at Pheasant's Nest. So that's the main feature, but there's some good races around that as well. They've got the Stayers Cup, which is just an open class race, and that's a good race as well. You've got the likes of Courts in Session going around, who's been in super form, Cozzy. This horse hasn't missed his first or second placing, I think, all this whole season. And because of that, he is the $1.25 favourite for this race tonight. And the second elect is Jonah Jones for Amanda Turnbull at $6. So that looks to be a pretty strong race as well. And there's also the Little Red Jug final as well, which has attracted a few strong chances, including Firestorm Red, who's drawn ideally in Barrier 1. So that race is race 4. So that's Dubbo tonight. Also racing tonight, we've got Bankstown, 6 race card there, but we've got 3 heats of those Alabar Breeders Challenge heats for the 2-year-olds. We've got 1 for the fillies and 2 for the colts and geldings. Strong fields as well. They're actually all pretty even. In the last of the boys heats in race 6, Team Tritton has Major Bob going around and he's only undefeated in one of his 4 starts for his freshman season. But yeah, some nice horses going around there. Then we head to Wagga today. And a nice early start at Wagga today at 11 o'clock. And we've got 6 heats of the Breeders' Challenge. So we've got some for the 2-year-olds and also the 3-year-olds. So the 3-year-olds, these are the first round of heats for the 3-year-olds for this year. And there's some really strong horses going around here, Cozzy. We've touched on it a little bit already this week. But, you know, you've got the likes of Lock and Var Art and Hard Hitter coming up from Victoria for the 3-year-old boys heats. So I'm really looking forward to those. And yeah, it's going to be a strong day of racing at Wagga today. And then we head to Menangle and Newcastle tomorrow night. So at Newcastle, there's more Breeders' Challenge heats for the 2-year-olds, 1 for the boys and 2 for the girls. Some good horses going around there in the boys, which is race 7 at Newcastle. You've got My Ultimate Bondi, 1 for Jared Olchin, who won on debut, and also Rock and Roll Mondo for Michael Formosa, who's won his last 2 starts. So they're the only 2 going around with wins next to their names. And out of the fillies, there's cracking races. We get to see Polisi go around in one of them. She just won the APG final in Queensland last Saturday week, and she looks like she has stacks of ability. And in the other fillies heat, we've got Michelle Lee Mack as well for the McDowell family. So some really good racing there. And then at Menangle Saturday night, we've got the Trot New South Wales finals for the 3-year-olds and the 4- and 5-year-olds. Victorians look like they're dominating the market here in both of those. In the 4- and 5-year-old final, which is race 9, Dance Craze for Anton Galino. She's all the rage there in that race. She's fresh. Her last start was actually at Menangle. She won the Group 3 Le Coq aux Archers in pretty devastating fashion. She's a very talented type, and she's only lightly raced for a trotter. She's only had the 28 starts for 17 wins, so yeah, looking forward to seeing her going around again. But yeah, she's the short favourite there. And the second pick for that heat is Drop the Hammer, who's trained by Darren Hancock, with David Morris taking the drive for that stable. In the three-year-old final, the Victorians hold the favouritism in that as well, with the New South Wales Derby winner Quebec, as well as Emerald Stride, dominating that market. Emerald Stride opened at $3.40 with Tabfixed Odds and is now $2.90. So that's the one where money's come in. And Quebec, that won the New South Wales Derby, opened at $1.80 and is now in $2.10. So that's an interesting race. So looking forward to that one as well. So and Menangle tomorrow night, I'll touch on it a bit tomorrow morning with Andrew Bensley, but a really good card. Looking forward to also in the Pacers division, Joe Saravia makes his return to the racetrack. He's had a little spell. He's had a couple of trials out at Bathurst. He's won both of them. He's going around in race 7, and his last preparation, he chased the Grand Circuit Series during the Inter-Dominion. So really exciting to see what he can produce this time in, Cozzy. So much racing over the next couple of days in terms of feature races for harness racing coming up. So I had to just touch on them all, and so nobody misses them.
Exactly. Well, have a wonderful weekend, Amanda. There's plenty to see and do.
Yes, I'll be a very busy girl. So no, but really looking forward to it. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, terrific. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you.